Look, we're going to read some verses first. I want you to open to lesson number two. Lesson two. And so on page, the lesson's on page two. The lesson's on page two. And the verses are on page, sorry. The lesson's on page, wait, you're mixing us up, Chris. Okay. Okay. Lesson two is on page three. And the verses are on page, yeah. There you go. So, okay, you see those five verses? Five verses? Did you memorize them already? No, of course not, because we haven't given the message yet. These are the verses for this lesson. Okay, John 6:63. Sisters, over here, all of you here. I would like all of you to stand up. Everybody stand up. Just the sisters in this section. Which means these brothers don't have to stand. And I would like you to read the first verse. Please read out the reference very clearly. Okay? And then read the verse. Go.
John 6:63.
And whenever they pause, I want all the rest of us to participate by saying, Amen. Okay. Start again, please. Sorry. Go.
Amen. The words which I have spoken to you
Amen.
Are spirit
and are life. Oh, that was good, except some of you decided to pause on at the end there. The words which I have spoken to you. You wanted to pause there. And then they all kept on going. So you were the only one not in harmony. Okay, let's decide. Do we pause to give them time to say amen? Or do we just read through all the... What do you say? Read through or pause? Read through. They said read through. Okay. So you got it? Okay. Try to get it this time. Okay. Okay. One more time. Go, please.
John 6:63.
Amen.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing.
Amen.
Very good. Girls, in this section here, the next one. Oh, wait, sorry. Sit down again. You stand up again. Stand up again. Yeah, please. Thank you. Okay. Without looking, do you remember the reference? Without looking? Okay, without looking, do you remember the verse? Okay, if I started for you, watch, it says, it is
the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing.
Amen.
The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Okay.
Amen.
It was kind of carried by the college students and the serving ones, but that's okay. That's very good. Very good. Sit down. Girls, next one. What is that? First Peter. Okay, listen, please. Go.
1 Peter 1:23.
Amen.
Having been regenerated not of corruptible
seed. Amen.
But incorruptible.
Amen.
Through the living and abiding word of God.
Amen. Very good. Thank you, sisters. Thank you. Everyone in the middle section, could you please read the next one? 2:2. Everyone stand up, please. Everybody up? Thank you. And all together, go.
1 Peter 2:2.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One more time.
1 Peter 2:2.
Amen. Amen.
In order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Don't look at your book. What's the reference? You're looking at your book. She's looking. What's the reference again? First
Peter 2:2.
Can you say it?
As newborn babes
long for the
God.
He knows it ends with salvation. Very good. Thank you. Okay, this section over here. Brothers, would you all stand up? Matthew 4:4, please. Ready and go.
Matthew 4:4.
Amen. 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 One more time.
Matthew 4:4.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Excellent, brothers. Thank you. Brothers, here, the last one. Romans, could you all please stand up? Nice and strong with the amen, okay? Go, brothers, go.
Romans 15:4.
Amen.
For the things that were written previously were written for our instruction.
Amen.
In order that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
Amen. Amen. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, get ready to write something right away at the beginning. Get ready to write. I'm going to tell you the first main point that I want to share with you. The first main point. There are four Roman numerals here. This has to do with Roman number one. Roman number one. Okay, everybody ready to write? Please write. Okay. Does anybody need a pen or pencil? Ask around your serving saints. They have everything for you. They're ready to supply your every need. Okay. Please write down this phrase. Two great gifts. Two. You can write the number or you can write the word. Two great gifts. Two great gifts. Who here likes to get gifts? Who likes getting gifts? I thought so. Today we're going to talk about the gifts, two great gifts that God actually gave you. I don't know if you realize, but God has given you and me two great gifts. Okay, so you wrote that, right? Two great gifts. Okay, now put like a dash, and then these are the two great gifts. The two great gifts. How does it say it here? In what order? Yeah. The Spirit. And what's the next big gift?
The Word.
The Word. I'm going to write, I want you to write the Bible. Okay. Then write a sentence. Now write a sentence. I'm not going to write it down. I'm going to say it. Please write it down. Okay? God has given me, two gifts. God has given me two gifts so that I can know him. God has given me two gifts so that I can know him. Please read that back. Read that sentence. Okay. Now I have a little example. Okay? I have a little example to show this point. Okay? Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. It's a little example coming. Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sisters. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Five gifts. These are five gifts. Okay, how many people do we have here? How many people do we have here? No. Here we have maybe about 180 people. That means we don't have gifts for everybody. But I want to give out a gift to one person in each section. Oh, there's a hand that going up right away. Okay, that sure hand went up. You get it. Your hand went up. Come. Oh, I'm so disappointed. Because her hand went up before yours, behind you. I didn't even finish my sentence. I'm sorry. Come. Okay, let's see. Wait. Okay. Please take that back with you. Do not open it yet. Please take that back with you. Okay, over here. I think I'm picking you. Let's see. How about the blue one? You want the blue one or the gray one? The blue one. Okay, plate that back with you. Oh, my goodness. They're like, okay. Okay. You right there. Yeah. What's your name? Come on up. Okay. You're going to get the one with the bow. Wait. Who has it? Wait. Sorry. Kylie got one. Wait, what's your name?
Valentina.
Don't open it. Let me see your tag. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fernanda Rivera. That's Fernanda. I should know that already by now. Do not open it. Sit right here. I want to watch you. Let's see. I think over here. Oh, going over here. Okay, blue and black. Come over here. What's your name?
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you from?
Parsippany.
Huh? Parsippany. Wow. Okay. Don't open it.
Okay.
I mean it.
I won't.
You won't, right?
I'm
going to tell you. It's just a few minutes. Yeah, not even a few minutes. Don't open it, okay?
Okay,
my man, come on up here. Who's this? Who's this?
Nehemiah.
Oh, Nehemiah, I met you yesterday. I told you, I know your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just moved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everybody know Nehemiah?
Yeah.
Nehemiah. He just moved from Ghana, right?
Yeah.
He just moved from Ghana, from Africa. How long? A month? A month? How long? When did you move?
June 12th.
June 12th. 2 months. Let's all welcome Nehemiah to America. 1, 2, 3. Welcome. Yeah. Okay. And then to commemorate your welcome, here's a gift. Do not open it. Sit right there. I'm watching you. Okay. Oh, wait. Is this Kevin? Kevin, Nehemiah, Valentina, Fernanda, Kylie. Hey. Stand up, please. Okay, please open your gift. She's opening the tape. Oh, there we go. There we go. That's the way. There's something in there. Who said there's not going to be in? Okay, okay. Okay, go a little faster. Meeting's only 45 minutes.
Boom.
What is it? What is it? Let's see. What is it?
Yikes.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yay. Enjoy your gift. Enjoy your gift. Enjoy your gift. Valentina, please stand up. Okay? As fast as possible. Oh, please open your gift. Oh, it's a box. Oh. Okay? Come on.
A box full of emptiness. It's going to be Taco Bell
cheese. Okay, we got rid of the paper there. Very good. Oh wow, now we're ready. Okay. Here we go. What'd you get? Oh, you got one too. Okay. I know that yours is not that. So you go ahead. I know yours is not that. Yeah, go ahead. There we go. That's what I mean. Come on. Yeah, like that. What'd you get? Oh! Okay. You can put the box down. Okay, Fernanda's turn. Let's see. Which is the top? The other side. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just pull that off. Like that. There we go. Let's see. What you get?
Rice Krispie treat!
Wow. Okay, that's not what I hit. Here, you can keep the bowl. Okay. Who else? Oh, Nehemiah. Let's go, Nehemiah. Oh, look at that. Oh.
It's easy.
Oh. What's that? Oh! Okay. Nehemiah, come here. Let me see. Oh, okay. Where's Fernanda? I thought you were going to get this. You could trade later if you want. Whatever. Okay. Oh, you got two things. Oh, you got two gifts. Get it? Wow. Yeah. And look. With this one, what happens? What does he do with this one? Something gets inside. And this one is outside of him. That's just like the spirit and the word. Okay, over here, guys, over here. One inside, one outside.
Right.
Except, okay. How many of you have one of these? Yeah. No, I don't mean you have a Bible. Maybe you have a, you might have one of these. I mean exactly one of these with the red ones. Yeah. Raise your hand. Higher. Let me see. Do you have it with you? You don't have it with you. Okay. Because, you know, you might have one of these too. That's good. Yeah. Now, there's a little difference between his and mine. Yeah. See yours? Mine's a little worn out. Yours is worn out too?
Yeah, but I don't know
what it is. Oh, okay. 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 Here you go. Here you go. Thanks. You did that very well. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that he said his. He has one at home. He said it's more worn out. That's very good. No, this one is actually, let's see. This one, I think I got this. I got this when I was in high school, actually. Yeah. So maybe it should be more worn out. But anyway, yeah. Because I know I got this thing I have in here. I got this when I was in college from one of the new brothers. It says 7 minutes with God. Remember the 7 minutes with the Lord that we do? Yeah. You don't know 7 minutes with the Lord? Oh, we'll explain that. We'll explain it. Who knows what, when I say 7 minutes with the Lord, who knows what I'm talking about? How many of you have heard about that? Okay. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk to you about it more during the... But actually, there's an app now. There's an app you can download. 7 minutes with the Lord. And it shows you. Well, let me just tell you now. It's a little program that seven steps... Seven? Yeah, 7 steps that we developed that try to help you to learn how to spend personal time with the Lord in 7 minutes. Yeah, and so, like, what's the first one? Those of you know, what's the first point? Calling, right? Calling on the name of the Lord. What's the second one? Praying. What's the third one? Yeah, actually, we have this thing. So we call calling, praying. What's the third one? Sorry. Pray reading. And what's the next? Confessing. Uh-huh. And then? Consecration. Uh-huh. You forgot that one. Consecration. And then? Thanksgiving. And finally? Petition. That means that you pray for something specific. These 7 steps. And so, actually, I developed this many years ago. But actually, I got it from this little track that mentions the same thing, a little help, how to spend time with the Lord. But we can talk to you more about that later on. But I remember I put this in this Bible. I've always kept it here. So this has been sitting here for, 40 years. I graduated from college 40 years ago. This year, 40 years ago. So this has been in here for 40 years. And I've had this a little bit longer. I hope, that you would really love your Bible. I hope that you would really love your Bible. Because through the Bible, and we'll come back to this point now. Through the Bible, you can know God. There's something particular about God. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if you... Think about God. Think about God for a second. Okay. Are you thinking about God? Think about God. There's one thing that I don't know if you noticed, but he's invisible. Did you get that?
No.
He's invisible. Did you realize that? Yeah, you're God. Yeah. God's invisible. Okay. I don't know if you have another invisible friend. Maybe when kids are growing up, they have invisible friends. They kind of, you make it up. But actually, we have an invisible friend. Now, it's very, can you help me? Yeah. For a second. I have to get to know, sorry. Jose, from Wilmington. Welcome. Boy, you came a long way. How long was the drive? Too long.
3 hours.
3 hours? I think. A little bit, huh?
Almost four.
Hey, is this your first time here?
Yeah.
Welcome. Can you come up here with me? Okay. Have you met Jose yet? Sam? Have you met Jose? This is Sam. Sam, he's from New York. Come on, put it out there. Come on. Say like, good to meet you or something.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You say, you too or same or... Yeah, right. Okay. Who's this here? Oh, I forgot your name. Sorry. Alex. Alex, have you met yet? No? Okay. To meet you.
Me too.
Good. That was good. He's getting better. Okay. You know, when you have a friend, that's how it starts. Hi. Good to meet you. Hey. And then it's kind of awkward at the beginning. Like, so, what's up? Or whatever. I don't know what you say, but yeah. Oh, you're from Delaware, huh? Delaware? You're from Delaware? Mm. You're not from Delaware. Where are you from? Mm.
It's a town called Kennett Square.
Kennett Square?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're Pennsylvania. But your name is Barreto. Where's your family from?
Puerto Rico!
Oh. Me too. What town, do you know?
Umacao!
He's from Umacao! Yeah, I'm not from Umacao. My family's from Ponce. You ever hear of Ponce?
Yeah.
Ponce. We're the second biggest city. You guys are just a small city. Umacao. You know what? Umacao, I was there recently. They got Umacao, this town. You know, Puerto Rico is, you know, an island. It's a rectangle. And Umacao, you're in the east, you're down here. You know, 2 years ago, Hurricane Maria, it crossed the island like this. And it devastated. I mean, it really, seriously. You have family there?
Yeah.
A lot of family? Were you living there during the hurricane?
No. Moved like the year before.
Whoa. You moved the year before. But you know what? When the hurricane happened, you couldn't call, you couldn't reach people. I mean, it was things torn down. For the older saints, maybe you could understand the damage. There were something like, you may not know this. There were 280 something establishments, stores, businesses in that city before the hurricane. I visited 9 months later. There were 81. Wow. The stores, they couldn't open. They were damaged so much and all that. You didn't know that, huh? I bet you didn't know that. You know that about Umacao. So you moved 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago. You got brothers and sisters?
No brother.
One brother?
Yeah.
Just a brother. Older or younger?
Younger.
Younger. How younger?
2 years younger.
2 years younger. And what?
2 years and a half.
2 years and a half. Name?
Joseph.
Same name. Yeah, got it. Okay. You play baseball? Oh, who's your team?
The Mets.
The who?
The Mets.
Oh, you know what he said? The Mets. How could somebody from Puerto Rico living near in Pennsylvania root for the Mets?
It's because my dad's his grandpa lived there, so
oh,
made him.
Yeah, I got
and
it.
He made it.
Okay. Well, my dad made me something else. You know what? What team? Thank you. Yeah. Hey, don't shake. What's that? Wait. Who mentioned that other team? Just be quiet. Don't. I can take the Mets, but don't mention them. Don't mention them. Okay, thanks. Sit down. Okay, here's the point. I actually have a reason to do this. How do you make friends? You talk to them. You get to know them. You be with them. But let me tell you, it's a little easier when the person's there. And you can talk to them. And you can ask questions. Of course, there is such a thing as a pen pal. I don't know if people do that anymore. Pen pal. Did you do that in elementary school? Have pen pals from the other side? Who had a pen pal? Whoever had a pen pal? Oh, very good. Where was your pen pal from?
They were at a different school.
Different school. Same city, different school? Who had a pen pal from another country? Yeah, from where? Huh? Yeah. From France. Who else? Who else? Pen pal from a different country. Huh? England. England. Brother Larry. From France. Oh, we got some French people here. Yeah. Oh, France. Three France. Wow. Yeah, you?
Somebody uses a lot of
stamps. Wow. Now, you're talking about like real letters? Canada, this almost doesn't count. But anyway, yeah, okay. No. Canada counts, but like another country. I mean, that. Yeah, yeah. No, I have good friends in Canada. Yeah. Germany. Wow, we got an international crowd here. You know, that's something that you can make a friend by, listen. You can make a friend by words. By words. You can make a friend by words.
Right.
You can make a friend by words. When he speaks to you,
right,
he speaks through the Bible. When you talk to him, we call it pray. So praying and reading the Bible are how we get to know God. But actually, it's not just the Bible. God gave us two gifts. The other is the Spirit. Actually, it's just He Himself. He gave us Himself as a gift. And a gift is something that you don't earn. It's not a reward. God didn't come into you because you were the best at anything. He just came into you because He loves you.
Amen.
And He wanted to give you something. And the best thing is God. So He just gave you Himself. But He's still invisible. So how can you know Him? Well, you'll hear in different meetings during this week, we know Him by the Spirit inside. How many of you have ever been in a meeting, maybe like this? Could have been this morning. And you're sitting there, and it's not like you woke up this morning and you decided, today I'm going to share something in the meeting. Actually, you might be a little shy, and you might not like talking that much, especially in public. Actually, I'm that way too. I'm extremely shy. I don't know if you know that. I'm actually very serious. My disposition is, this is, if you knew me before. Yeah. Anyway, so, but then you're in the meeting and the brother finishes and he says, okay, let's have some sharing. And then something inside, it's hard to describe it, but something inside is like saying, okay, get up. And you're like, what? And you're, get up. No. And you're like, have you ever talked to that? Have you talked to that feeling and say, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. And does the feeling say, oh, okay, sorry. Or does the feeling get stronger? Sometimes it gets stronger. And you feel like, oh, stand up. And you feel, oh, no. There's too many people in here. I'll talk when we get home because there's only like six in my meeting. And then the feeling, whatever. And then somebody gets up. And then somebody says what you were going to say. How many did that ever happen to you? That you were planning on saying something and somebody else said almost exactly what... Raise it up again. Let me see. Raise it up. And then so you said to, like you talked to yourself. But it's not to yourself. It's to the spirit inside you. And you said, they already said it. And so you decide, no, I'm not getting up. How many of you like talked to that feeling and said, I'm not getting up because they already said what I was going to say? Raise your hand if you already experienced that. Okay, some of you experienced that. There's only a number of you. You know what that is? Or you know what that was? No. The feeling, I mean. The initial feeling. I know what you're saying. That feeling was the Spirit in you. God in you telling you something. He was speaking to you. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, prophesying builds up the church. That when we speak for the Lord, what's the God in you gets dispensed to the other brothers and sisters. And then when they speak, the God in them gets dispensed into all of us. And then that speaking of God to one another builds us together as the church. So the Lord likes when the church is being built. So his speaking in you is because he's after something. And you're like, no, they already said it. But that little something in you, oh, that's the Spirit. He's letting you know something about himself. How many of you have ever been to a gospel meeting? Raise your hand. If you went to a gospel meeting in your church. Okay. And how many of you ever invited somebody to a gospel meeting? Please raise your hand. If you invited a friend or a neighbor or a classmate, something. Okay. Did you ever, maybe in the young people's meeting, the brothers say, okay, we're going to have a gospel meeting next month. Let's pray. You have some friends? Give us some names. And then you give names. Give us some names. And then you give the name. And then when you get to school, you see that person. And inside, there's a little feeling. Invite them to the gospel. And you think, no. I don't think they'd really accept the invitation. I don't think they're open to the Lord. I don't think they're open to the Lord. No, I'm not going to. How many of you ever did that? Like the Lord was telling you and you were like, no. You know what? You experienced the Spirit. You experienced God letting you know something. You know what he's letting you know? He loves that person. He wants that person. He wants to get into that person. That's how we know God. By that feeling inside. And we know God through the Bible. Through the Bible. And these two, when you put them together, you can really know God. You can really know God. You know, actually, if you only have one, if you only have the Spirit without the words of the Bible, you might actually make mistakes. Because we have a lot of different feelings. And we might misunderstand the feeling inside. But if you only have the Bible and don't have God inside of you, I tell you, you still can't know God. You need the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word. Okay, let's read a little bit in this outline, please. Let's read that first point, Romans 1, all together. Romans 1. Hold it, please. Sorry. Seems like we're on already, and that reading wasn't strong enough. Okay, let's do it together. Okay, Romans 1. We're on page 3. We're all set. And go, please. Go.
The spiritual
inheritance
God has given us, our spirit which cannot be seen, and the Bible which can be seen.
Amen.
Christians must be fully balanced.
Amen. I hope you would always remember these two great gifts. These two great gifts. Nehemiah, show us your two gifts again. There we go. Don't remember those gifts. Remember your two great, well, one of them, yes. But don't remember the skinny, what is that? Skinny Pop? Is that any good? Anybody like it?
No?
Okay. Some like it, some don't. Okay. Anyway. Okay, number two. Read number two. Amen. Okay, to know other books, the books in school, you only need your mind. But to know God in this book, you need to exercise your spirit. So, I want you to write this sentence for this point. So, this is Romans 2. Please write down this sentence. Whenever we read the Bible, whenever we read the Bible, comma, whenever we read the Bible, comma, before reading, we should turn our heart to the Lord. Before reading, we should turn our heart to the Lord. Before reading, we should turn our heart to the Lord. Everybody got that? Could you please read the first sentence and then the second sentence? Go back to the first sentence. Go. No. The first sentence. Go, remember the first sentence? How does the first sentence start? Amen. The second sentence? And that just means this. I'm going to read. Did you start your Bible reading today?
Yes.
What time is it? 5:30? 5:30? I hope. How many of you are reading by group? No, by group. Your groups are together. Reading. You're reading all together out loud?
Yeah.
Out loud? How many of you are reading personally, like individually? Okay. It's a good practice. Especially if you're reading personally, okay, I'm going to read. I have my chapters that I'm reading. I'm actually trying to read 5 chapters a day, and so I have my it's marked. And before just even I'm turning to the chapter, I could just say, Lord, I turn my heart to you, Amen. That's all. It's not like a big thing, and actually, you don't even have to say it out loud. Just in your heart, you can say, Lord, I turn to you. Turn to you. Yeah, I want to focus on this. And maybe you even say, Lord, I want to get something today. I want to get something out of this today. So just turn your heart to the Lord. Okay, let's read number 3. Roman 3 on the outline. The origin of the Bible. The origin of the Bible. Okay, the Bible tells us where the Bible came from. Did you get that? The Bible tells us where the Bible came from. Okay, for this, let's do like we did before. I would like to go around the room. We'll do section by section. I would like you all to stand up, all the sisters here, and read point A. Read point A in the outline. Okay, ready and go. Okay, thank you. And this is 2 Timothy 3:16. Anybody know that verse? 2 Timothy, can you start it off? All Scripture is God-breathed. Up to there is okay. One more time. All Scripture is God-breathed. One last time, but a little louder.
All Scripture is God-breathed.
The Bible, we know, was actually written by people. Do you know how many people? Did they tell you yet? Do you know how many people actually composed the Bible? We don't know exactly, but we can say at least a certain number. Anybody know? Anybody want to guess? Huh? 40, yes. Yeah, we usually say at least 40. We know the New Testament has eight. Eight men wrote the... And oh, sorry, what's your name? Sister. Hi. Huh? What's your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. Do you know how many books there are in the New Testament? Anybody there know? Okay. 27. Yeah. 27 books. But they were written by eight men. Eight. Okay. The Old Testament. The Old Testament was written by at least 32. There are 39 books. 39. But they were written by at least 32. And parts of certain books, like the Psalms, there are some Psalms that were written by, it says, the sons of Korah. But we don't know how many. 2 sons? 10 sons? We don't know. So at least 40 writers. At least 40 writers. So these people, some of them, you know their names, right? Like Moses, who else?
Samuel,
Joshua, Daniel. Oh, Nehemiah, Ezra, huh? Yeah. All New Testament, Peter, John. These were people. There's an Esther, but I don't think Esther was written by Esther. Yeah, probably Mordecai wrote that. Ruth? Anyway, written by people. But why did they write? Because God came to them and spoke to them. Amen. And breathed himself into them.
Amen.
And inspired them.
Right.
And they wrote. But the source of those words was God. Okay, we're going to do a little experiment. Could everybody take their right hand? Put your... move your pen. No, don't raise it, but just take your right hand and put it here and say, Penelope.
Penelope.
What happened? What happened to your hand? Did you get some? One more time. Penelope. How about this? One more time. Say, Penelope Pit Stop. Anybody know who that is?
No.
It's from another generation. But actually, Penelope is the name of my new granddaughter. That's why I had you say that. Yeah. She's 5 weeks old. Yeah. Penelope. Penelope Rose. But that's not the point. Don't write that down. The point is that when you speak, did air come out? Why did God make us that way? God made us that way to show us this verse as an example. All scripture is what?
God-breathed.
So when God speaks, something of him is infused to others.
Right.
Now, if I speak to Samuel, I'm infusing something not so good into him, so I shouldn't be too close.
Right.
Because, you know, actually what comes out is not good for breathing in. But when God breathes out, what he breathes is good. And you should breathe it in. Did anybody ever perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? No. You know what that is? You know what that is? Huh? Yeah, CPR. But you know what that is? That's someone... Breathing something of them into you. Yeah, that's not a good situation. But yeah, it shouldn't be ill because it saves people's lives. But do you realize when you're reading the Bible, God is breathing himself into you. God is giving life to you. Okay, B, could this section here, sisters, please look up. Sisters, could you stand up and read B? Yeah. Okay, together, and go. Yeah, underline that word, that phrase, men were born by the Spirit. Underline that. Men were born by the Spirit. B-O-R-N-E. Born. This is like this. The word B-O-R-N-E means carried. And the picture is like a sailboat. You know, a sailboat on the water. They open the mast and the sail, and then the wind... The wind, which is in the Bible a picture of the Spirit, the wind blows and carries the ship. So that's how people wrote. They opened their sail. I'm speaking metaphorically. They opened themselves to the Lord, and the Lord breathed into them and carried them to write something. That's where the Bible came from. Okay, next point. C, could the middle section stand up, please, and read C together? 1, 2, 3, and go.
The Old Testament is God speaking in the prophets. The New Testament is God speaking in the Son, our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament is God speaking. God speaking. But in the New Testament, it's God speaking in His Son. And when Christ came into them, those writers, He inspired them to write something. Just like He comes into you and inspires you to say something. This is what we're going to have in a few minutes. Okay, the last section, D. Could all the rest of the brothers, both sections, stand up and read D. Read D. And go. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's read all together Romans 4 and go. Oh, let me ask you, has anyone here read the entire New Testament? Can you raise your hand? If you read the entire New Testament? Okay, very good. How many of you have read the entire Bible at least one time? The Bible? The whole Bible? And very good. Okay. The more... Okay, write down one more sentence. I just have two more sentences to go, then we'll be done. But one more sentence now. So this is for Romans 4. The more I know the Bible, the more I know the Bible, the more God can speak to me. The more I know the Bible, really there should be a comma there, comma, the more God can speak to me. Okay, let's read these points. I'll give you one more sentence, then we'll be done. A, let's read A. Sisters, read A. Amen.
God the Spirit is expressed through the Bible as an embodiment.
Amen. Okay, please underline those two words, embodiment and expression. The Bible is the embodiment of God the Spirit. It is also the expression. Okay, I'm going to explain that after. Brothers, please read B all together. B.
God
Amen. So please underline these two phrases, these two words, resides. God the Spirit resides. Underline that word. And then also dwelling place. Dwelling place. Okay. Maybe you could write this. Even write in your notes, like next to point B. You could write this. The Bible is God's address. The Bible is God's, or you could say, address. A-D-D-R-E-S-S. Sam, what's your address? 19 what?
Rutland Road.
Rutland?
Yes.
Rutland? 19 Rutland Road. See, if I want to go visit Sam, I have to know his address. Actually, I've never been to this house. Never been to this house. I visited another house. So if I wouldn't know this address and I wanted to visit Sam, I'd end up in the wrong place. I go knock on the door, somebody else answers. Maybe it's a Spanish family. I said, where's the Fisks? Because what? Wrong address. If you know the address, you can find the person. Okay, this is God's address. You want to find God?
Right.
Read the Bible, and you can find him. Okay, you can find him. And C, let's read C.
The Bible is indeed of God's Spirit. Whatever God does for us, and whatever God wants us to do, are done through his word.
Amen. Oh, I said I was going to explain about embodiment. That just means something is abstract and now it's concrete. So God is the Spirit. That's abstract. But where do you find him? You find him by reading the Bible. And when you read, actually, very often when you turn your heart to the Lord, the Spirit inside will move in you and speak to you from the words here. You know, I'll close with this, and then it'll be your turn. You're going to have like 20 minutes to share if you'd like. I remember when I was 13, I was living in Brooklyn, I just closed that and I had it open to the psalm that I wanted to read to you. I was living in Brooklyn, and I was actually not meeting with the brothers and sisters in the local churches. I was meeting in a Brethren denomination. And I remember this one night. I lived just over a mile away from the chapel, from the meeting place. And it was Friday night, and we used to have some recreation and then a Bible study. And so I usually would walk there. And it was summer. It was summer night. So I walked there, and so I still remember I would carry, not this Bible, it wasn't this Bible, but it was the Bible I had just gotten the year before when I got baptized. So I was walking, and when I got close to the chapel, about a block or two away, something eerie, something strange in the atmosphere. And I used to go there 4-5 times a week to this meeting. And so, but I was walking there and there was something different. And then I realized that there was nobody in the streets. The closer I got to the chapel, no one was in the streets. And this is Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And on a hot summer night, usually people are outside on the, do you know what a stoop is? Anyway, on the, you know, where the stairs are and hanging out, and there's kids. Summer. Kids are playing ball in the street. No one was in the street. And I was 13. And then I realized something's wrong. And I'm thinking, where are all the people? My first thought was, did God come back? And I missed it. Did he come back? I started to get scared. So I walked over to the chapel, and actually I had the key because I had a key. And I used to run some programs there. for little kids. And so I had the key, and I went, and there was like the main chapel, you know, and then there was like the kind of a secondary chapel that the young people used, and we had a gymnasium attached to the chapel, and we used to bring kids there to play ball, and then you could come if you listened to the gospel. That's how we used to do it. So they'd come over, and then between games, all the kids that would come, you have to sit down, and then we preach the gospel to them. We got hundreds of them saved, hundreds. But anyway, and we had programs for kids 8 years old to 13, and then from 13 to 18. I mean, we got hundreds of kids saved in our neighborhood. No one. And then even, I was the first one there. Where were the brothers and sisters? And anyway, I got very nervous. So I remember I walked to the back chapel, and I walked up to the, you know, we had a pulpit. I was 13. I didn't preach from the pulpit, you know. So, but I went up there, and I remember I opened my Bible to my favorite psalm, which at that time was Psalm 86, and I just started to read. So I want to read you this. It says, "Incline your ear, O Jehovah, answer me, for I am poor and needy. Keep my soul, for I am faithful. Save your servant who trusts in you, O you who are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I call out all day long. Cause the soul of your servant to rejoice." Anyway, I was reading like this. And I felt there by myself, not knowing what's really going on. I felt almost as if the Lord was right there. And with his arm around me. I just felt this way. And he comforted me. And I just had the feeling he's saying, Everything's okay. Okay. The Bible can make God real to you. Amen. You know what was going on? 5 blocks away, there was a gun store that sells guns. Yeah. And some people had broken into there and were robbing. And then they got trapped, so they took hostages. Whole neighborhood was over there. That's why nobody was on the street. So, yeah. So anyway, don't write that down. Well, the point was, I was scared because I didn't know what was going on. And I had an experience of the Lord through the Word. Amen. Okay, your turn to share. How about, could we do this? How about we all close our eyes? We all close our eyes, our head. And then let's call the Lord's name a couple of times together. Lord Jesus, like that. And then whoever wants to pray a sentence. Just pray a sentence. And then somebody else pray a sentence. We'll do that for maybe a minute, and then you can share. I don't know how you do it, okay? Let's call the Lord's name, and then anybody can pray. Okay. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.